For almost the entire history of Iowa State football, it has been known as one of the doormats of the Power 5 conferences. The Cyclones have a program win percentage of 45.6% and haven't had a coach leave Ames with a winning record since the late Earl Bruce. All that changed when Matt Campbell took over the reins. Campbell, entering his sixth season in Ames, has taken Iowa State football to heights never seen before, and expectations are at an all-time high after the Cyclones' Big 12 championship appearance and Fiesta Bowl victory over the Oregon Ducks a season ago. The expectations are also helped by the fact that Iowa State is returning 20 of 22 starters for the 2021 season in one of the most experienced rosters in all of college football. The Cyclones will be led offensively by all Big 12 quarterback Brock Purdy and running back Breece Hall, who is considered by many to be the best running back in the country, and Charlie Kohler, who is considered among the best tight ends in college football. Iowa State returns one of the most experienced offensive lines in the country. Of the returning linemen, the group returns 77 career starts in the room, setting up the Cyclones for great success up front. Defensively, the Cyclones look as tough and as versatile as ever. John Heacock's defense returns preseason All-Americans and linebacker Mike Rose and safety Greg Eisworth. Rose, the reigning Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, is expected to lead an Iowa State defense that was number one in scoring defense in the conference last season, an exceptional mark in the high-flying, offensive-driven Big 12. The Cyclones open their season against the UNI Panthers at Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday, September 4th. Kickoff is slated for 3:30 p.m. 2 games into the 2020 season, the Iowa Hawkeyes looked like a football team that had lost direction. Many uncharacteristic things were happening to Kirk Ferentz's squad, whether that came from offseason changes or the delayed start to the Big Ten football season. Many were questioning where the Iowa program was going. The Hawkeyes responded by a return to playing smash-mouth Iowa Hawkeye football. Iowa reeled off 6 consecutive dominating wins to finish the season 6-2. While Iowa's final 2 games were canceled due to COVID-19, the Hawkeyes had clear momentum going into the offseason. Kirk Ferentz enters season number 23 in Iowa City. The dean of FBS coaches has an offense that is ready to break out and a max 7 as good as any in college football. Iowa's workhorse will be running back Tyler Goodson, who became the first All-Big Ten back for the Hawkeyes since Sean Green in 2008. Spencer Petras will look to make a huge jump from year 1 to year 2, but showed a lot of promise in the final 2 games of 2020. Receiving threats include tight end Sam Laporta and wide receivers Nico Reganey, Tyrone Tracy, and true freshman Keegan Johnson. Iowa's offensive line, while losing both offensive tackles, returns one of the nation's best individual linemen in center Tyler Linderbaum. Defensively, the Hawkeyes are rather green up front, losing the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and defensive tackle Davion Nixon to the NFL draft. Phil Parker's defense does return All-Big Ten defensive end Zach Van Valkenburg and a loaded back 7. The linebacking core of Jack Campbell, Seth Benson, and Justin Jacobs has a chance to become an elite group. The defensive backfield of Matt Hankins, Riley Moss, Dane Belton, Jack Kerner, Kayvon Merriweather, Terry Roberts, and UNI transfer Xavier Williams forms one of the deepest secondaries in Kirk Ferentz's tenure. The Hawkeyes open their season against number 17 Indiana at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, September 4th. Kickoff is slated for 2:30 p.m. With Local Sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.